When the airport opened in 1934, it was named Shushan Airport. Why?
That's correct. Well, Shushan was a very dear friend of Huey Long. And the airport was named in honor of Shushan because he carried out Huey Long's inspiration for building the airport. But the actual visionary for the airport was Charles Lindbergh. In 27, Lindbergh, after his famous Atlantic flight from New York to Paris, he stopped in New Orleans. Of course, Huey Long and the mayor at the time were not best friends. And Lindbergh wanted an airport, he suggested, in New Orleans, the Queen City of the South. And this was the early heyday of the golden era of aviation. Huey Long's friend, Abe Shushan, said, "We can build an airport in New Orleans, Governor. We'll build it from reclaimed land from the lake. And then the levee board controls it, which is controlled by you."
Shushan controlled the levee
board. And
he board.
Was president of the Orleans Levee District at the time.
Tell me about the significance of this airport. What did it mean for, or how did it impact New Orleans once it was up and running?
It was one of the most prestigious and premier airports in the entire country. There was nothing like it. It had a full-functioning surgical unit, a post office. You know, it was a big deal in 1934 to go to the Lakefront Airport. It's the only one of its kind left in the nation of the Art Deco era. But the lakefront was too small, so everything went to, at the time, Moisant Field, which was dedicated in 1944 and became the premier airport in New Orleans. Now it's called the Louis Armstrong Airport.
Now, you mentioned the airport's Art Deco design. That was mm-hmm. by the same architects who designed the state capitol in Baton Rouge.
They did the state capitol. They did the Jung Hotel, Charity Hospital.
When did it get covered over?
It got covered over in the 60s. Art Deco had become out of style at that point. They literally made it into a bomb shelter by covering up 144 windows with a concrete facade.
And what happened during Katrina?
Katrina, there was a silver lining in that torrential storm. The surge was so strong that the third floor caved into the second floor, and the first floor was inundated with 5-6 feet of water, you know, for a long period of weeks. All the Spanish marble that got covered over by sheetrock was destroyed by the waters of Katrina from the surge of the lake. And we had an opportunity to look at that and say, wait a minute, let's not restore it back to the 60s era, let's restore it to the 1930s era. And we worked very hard with FEMA because they would commit $8 million to restore it back to what it was in the 60s. So we took some other projects, such as the Naval Reserve Center across from Seabrook, and the Walter Waddell hangar was the twin of the James. We leveraged about $11 million of money. We took a 25% penalty. We invested that in doing it right. And so we ended up with a $19 million project that had originally been $8 million. It only cost $3.5 million to build it. But, you know, after Katrina, we spent $19 million to restore it back to its glory. So, and it was well spent.
So all of the original Art Deco, yes. All of the paintings, all of that?
Yes, we found it's either now as you walk through the airport, the only thing missing is Huey Long and his D-Duck box, okay? We found three of the murals from Javier Gonzalez. There was a collection of 8 that were commissioned under President Roosevelt to Javier Gonzalez. One had been given to the State Museum. One was destroyed. We couldn't find it. 6 others were there. 3 were buried in the walls. As you walk through there now, you see the 8 murals placed exactly where they were when they dedicated the building February 9th of 1934.
Wilma, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.